32,192 at 15.
Well,
I gotta get a tattoo at
12:30. My wife, since you woke up today, honey, are you all right up here? I'm straight.
Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show.
All right, let him have it.
Greetings. Today is April the 5th. It's 11:05 p.m. I'm Aaron.
I'm Adam.
And this is the Sitter Downers. Welcome to show number two. Today, we're working with some new hardware and software, so hopefully you'll be able to hear a little bit of a sound improvement. We went out and got a Radio Shack mixer. This baby's got four channels of mixing power.
Nothing wrong with Radio Shack.
That's right. I always didn't really care for Radio Shack, and then this week I got a lot of good stuff from there. So it only costs $40, so $10 per channel.
Uh-huh.
And stereo or mono. That's a nice little board. Yeah, $40. We got two brand new Philips PH 62080 microphones.
And they're not lapel microphones.
No, they're not. These are the... You get these babies at Walmart. And
this is like what the Oak Ridge boys used to use like 20 years ago.
Yeah. And they're $10 a piece. Yeah, I splurge. And we got a new piece of software, too. I found a free piece of software that does sound effects. Now, you can find stuff on the internet, you know, that does your sound effects. They cost a lot of money, but I found this one for free. Occasionally, you know, it throws an error and closes down, but most of the time it works pretty good. So every once in a while we might throw in a new sound effect and let you know how that works.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
So, yeah. So
something like that.
Yeah. So basically you just make a list of your sound effects and then you choose the one you want and play it whenever the time comes, and it works pretty good. So...
Despite our new equipment, I still have a cold.
Yeah, I'm still finding a cold.
Chest full of mucus.
So, but hopefully, we're liable to have a lot of sound effects today just because we're playing with it, and it's kind of cool. But it's been a pretty uneventful few days. I did find out that the Gmail is now integrated into Picasa software, which is an image... I guess what, image organization software?
Organization software.
And it's free. It wasn't always free.
It
was
used to be free. It used to cost $30, or that's what they tell me.
So you're saying that you bought it when it cost $30?
Right.
Now, did you just buy it for yourself, or?
No. I bought a couple copies.
I thought you bought three.
No, just two.
You didn't buy it for Dad?
No, he bought it himself.
Okay, so that was $60 that you paid.
Right.
For software.
Something that's
free
not free.
Now,
yeah. Now it's been acquired by Google.
Right.
So anybody that's not using it should check it out because it's very good. It's free. I'm the family archiver of photographs, so I have about 4,000 right now, and I can find pretty much anyone I want and. Not too long a time. It works well.
It does. That's really neat. And like I said, now Gmail is built into it. So like if you're looking at a photo and you want to send it to a friend, you just click on the email button, and it'll send it via your Gmail account. If you don't know what Gmail is, do a Google for Gmail, and it is really awesome. Right now, it's in the beta stages, so you can't just go and sign up. But for all you lucky Sitter Downers listeners,
all one of you, or none of you.
Well, my wife's listening for sure, so that's one.
Okay.
But she already has Gmail, so the rest.
I actually listened to the last show
right.
To see how it was, so that makes two.
Mm-hmm. And I did. That's three.
three.
Three
of the first show. Yeah, but she hated it.
Yeah, okay. Well, for everybody that does, because we all have Gmail, but if you are interested, you don't have Gmail, and you'd still like to have one, just drop us a line at comments@thesitterdowners.com. And I will send you an invitation, and you can check it out. I love it. The idea is that you don't have to throw away any of your mail because they give you... Originally, they were giving you a gigabyte of storage. It's a little bit past 2 gigabytes now. So every account gets 2 gigabytes of storage for free. It's awesome. The line I lost.
Yeah, 37-2. They lost North Carolina. They were really outmatched on the inside. They shot too many three-pointers. Augustine had no points, five fouls. I had him picked to lose to North Carolina, yeah, even though I wanted Illinois to win. So it was a big letdown for Illinois fans. And you know, I was in Kentucky, 10 miles south of Cincinnati, the weekend of the Cincinnati Kentucky game. And I was wearing orange clothes and a big eye on my shirt. So I was getting a lot of flack every time I would pay my bill at a restaurant, where people would give me a lot of crap. So, and since Illinois, North Carolina, Michigan State, Louisville, and Kentucky were all in the Final Four. Or wait a minute, oh, that would make five. So Kentucky wasn't there.
But, so yeah, they never made it that far. So
no, but Kentucky's a perennially good team. And anyway, so it's over for Illinois, but they got they're going to be in pretty good shape next year too.
Now, I heard that they had like a 15-point run.
They were down by 15, and they tied it. At one point, they ended up losing by five. Like I said, they shot 43 pointers, which is a lot.
Man.
Even if you're hitting 40%, that's a lot.
That's rough stuff.
Well, no news, really, except that the Pope has died since the first show. So that's all that's on the news, literally, is the Pope lying in state.
That's one thing that my wife said after she listened to the show. She said, "You do realize that you called the Pope a Bullock."
Yeah, well,
she's like, can you call a Pope a Bullock? I'm like, So anyway, like we talked about last time, our format's generally going to be, you know, just talking about what's going on, things of interest to us, and then also, we'll talk about something more serious from time to time. If you have suggestions for what you'd like us to talk about, drop us a line. Also, if we talk about something and you have a different opinion and you want to try and discuss that opinion with us, of course, that needs to be in a logical, adult way, then we'd be glad to discuss that.
We welcome constructive criticism and counter-arguments. We just don't want to, you know, don't write us to tell us the show sucks, because we obviously know that the show sucks already.
Right. Or if you just think that, you know, our point of view is stupid, well, that's not a good enough argument. You're going to have to do better than that, so... at any rate,
we appreciate, you know, if you're going to send us a mail like that, send us a couple bucks and we'll might overlook it.
Yeah. So Adam found some stuff today. He wants to talk about some stuff about abortion today.
This is our first serious topic on our second show. I thought we'd go ahead and stake out our super far-right positions here so we can get some debate going.
Right, and that way the two people who did... maybe hear us won't listen anymore.
Right, if we do get a listener, they'll turn us off. Depending on what country they're from, maybe, or what state they're from, even. Well, as everybody knows, there's been approximately 40 million abortions performed in America since Roe v. Wade, and we, the sit-or-downers, think that abortion is immoral and an abomination. Well, this sit-or-downer does. I think I speak for both the sit-or-downers.
You filthy criminal.
Is that Adam West?
Yeah, from Batman. So, yeah, okay. Obviously, there aren't criminals because it's legal, but...
Yeah, that was a joke. Okay. Yeah. All right. We can... this could be a long thing, but... there's a guy named Jay Budziszewski, I think is how he says his last name, even though it's not spelled anywhere near that. He has two books, one called The Revenge of Conscience and one called What We Can't Not Know.
How was that again? What we can't not know.
He's referencing, it's a natural law argument, basically.
Okay.
This guy is one of the, he's a professor of something or something in the university in Texas, and I can't remember specifically. And he's one of these super genius guys that his brain is so humongous you can't hardly follow him sometimes.
Kind of irritating, yeah.
Yeah, it really bothers you. Anyway, the books are really great. I would recommend them to anybody. And they're not mainly about abortion. Again, more like a natural law argument, kind of. Anyway, he has 3 points that this is not an all-encompassing argument, obviously, but I'd like to go over them. Also, there's a MP3 debate out there on the Internet by a guy named Randy Alcorn, and he debates, unfortunately I can't remember her name, she is the representative of, I think, the state of Virginia, the chapter of NARAL, which is the National Abortion Rights League, something, something. Anyway, it's a pro-choice, national pro-choice movement, and he debates this lady. Originally, I heard it on the Mark Levin show, The Inside Scoop, which is a podcast.
I always thought that was Levine.
It might be Levine. If you have any interest at all, I would download it and listen to it. Although the NARAL representative doesn't really try to counter Mr. Alcorn's points, or, you know, she really gets destroyed. Let's put it that way. And I'm not even sure that she realizes it, but she does a really poor job of presenting her side. Anyway, back to Dr. J. Bujaszewski's 3 points about abortion. The first point is that you can't deny that abortion is a proactive action, and that means just what it says, that it just doesn't accidentally happen. Now, obviously, people have miscarriages and things like that, but the act of having an abortion, you have to go, you make an appointment, go to the clinic, you know, you participate, and it's not against your will. The second point is that you can't deny that the preborn child is alive, and even if you aren't willing to see that a fetus is a human being, you really can't argue with the fact that it is alive. Even if you take it down to its lowest meaning and say that it is alive in the sense that it moves around in there, so it's alive. And you don't really need a sonogram or any kind of medical imaging to determine that it is indeed alive in there. The third point, and the most important one, is that and this is really the crux of the whole abortion debate, is that you can't deny that the fetus is human. Now, the reason I believe this is because of, at the moment of conception, distinct DNA instructions are formed, and they are independent of both parents. I've also always thought, this is not in the book or the argument that Dr. Bujaszewski lays out, but I've always thought that it was unreasonable to believe that life starts anywhere but at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, you conceive a baby, and 9 months later, a baby shows up. You know what I mean? It just doesn't really make any sense.
Right.
Or it doesn't make any sense to my mind. Let's put it that way.
And especially once you say, okay, life doesn't begin at conception, then you're left with the really sticky task of saying, well, where does
right.
it?
Yeah. I've seen, I think it was Patricia Ireland I saw it, interviewed on TV. This was a couple years ago, and I've seen this in another instance, and I can't remember who the interviewee was. And the interviewer, they were talking about abortion, and they asked her the crucial question that when does life begin? And of course, this is the answer she gave, and the other person gave, was that I don't know. She said, I don't know when life begins. Obviously, if they go along with the idea that life begins at conception, then they make themselves out to be, you know, baby killers. So they're not going to say that. And then, as you mentioned, if they name any certain time, you know, say, for instance, 3 months mm-hmm. after conception, then they have to, you know, they would have to abolish abortion mm-hmm. after that. And obviously, that's not going to fit in with their agenda, so they don't do that either. The more potent argument against the answer, I don't know, is that they're acting from a negative or ignorant position. And I mean mm-hmm. ignorant in the literal definition of the word ignorant. Just as you, if you had an automatic weapon and you decided to walk down the street, you wouldn't fill somebody's house full of bullets because there might not be somebody
right.
in there. So you, if you truly, and obviously I don't believe that these people believe that answer. I think they're willfully ignorant, or they know that they have to support their position, so they give the answer. It's a really political answer to give. So obviously that's not something you can logically support, because if you truly don't know when life begins, and you don't have any business being a proponent of, or, you know, submitting to an abortion procedure. And lastly, if the fetus or preborn child is not human, then what else would it be? Again, if you start the process along and the baby comes out, you know, it'd be difficult to argue that you had a butterfly in mm. there for a certain period of time. And, you know, I mean, that sounds sarcastic, but, you know, what else would you argue that it is?
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Those books sound interesting, too.
Yeah, those books, again, are not abortion books
okay.
or pro-life books, but they're great books. I'd recommend them both. Again, that's The Revenge of Conscience and What We Can't Not Know.
Well, we'll put links to either to those books or where you can find them. We'll also put links, if this guy has a website, we'll put a link to his website. There'll also be links for Picasa, Gmail. If there's not a link there that you'd like, just send us a line, drop us a line, an email, and we'll look it up for you and send it your way.
I want to say, encourage everybody to look for that debate that I mentioned. Again, the guy's name is Randy Alcorn, and I think if you just Google his name, you'll find
it. Well, you know what? I'll put the links for that there, too.
Okay. We'll find it and put the link up.
We'll put that in the show notes so you won't have to find it.
He does a much better job of defending the pro-life position than I have done here.
Okay. So we'll put links for that. Again, if you have different views and they're, you know, you present them in a meaningful way, we'll take a look at them, maybe even mention them on the show.
Definitely mention them on the show,
yeah.
Because we don't have anything else to
right,
talk about.
Right, absolutely. So we'll mention them on the show if you put them in, you know, in a good, if you can present them in a good way, and then we'll, you know, of course, say what we think about that and why we disagree or agree or whatever. So
you get a little idea of how conservative we really are here, so if that slapped you in the face, drop us a line and we'll take it up with you.
All right.
Okay.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best battle you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you won't be lonely. After you've gone, after you've gone.